Welcome to Reddit Drama, your go-to podcast for unpacking Reddit's juiciest dilemmas, awkward encounters, and moral gray areas. All right, folks, gather around because this one's a doozy. We've got a Thanksgiving dinner gone off the rails in the most unexpected way. Breast implants. Yeah, you read that right. OP's family thought it was totally appropriate to offer to pay for her to get breast augmentation during the holiday dinner, without her asking for it. Naturally, OP didn't take too kindly to this unsolicited generosity, and after some tension, things got a little heated. So, was OP out of line for snapping at her family? Or was their comment way over the top? Let's dig into it. So, here's the situation. OP's enjoying a quiet Thanksgiving dinner when the topic of plastic surgery comes up. Casual conversation, right? Well, it quickly takes a turn for the worse when OP's parents drop this bombshell. They would happily pay for OP to get breast implants if she wanted them. Now, OP is totally caught off guard by this. For one, she's never shown any interest in getting breast implants, and for another, she thinks they're pretty dangerous and, frankly, fake-looking. OP doesn't even have major body issues. She's got small boobs but doesn't need a bra, and she's never had any complaints from past partners. But her family starts pushing, acting like it's this big, generous offer. OP politely but firmly expresses that she thinks it's inappropriate, and that's when it goes downhill. Her family, instead of backing off, insists she's overreacting and tells her to calm down. Then, as if to pile on, a few more family members chime in, agreeing that it's a generous offer. And here's where OP hits her breaking point. She snaps and tells them all to go to hell. And boom, Thanksgiving dinner is ruined. Her parents are upset, thinking OP's response was way too harsh, and apparently the whole family is now uncomfortable. OP's left feeling justified in her anger, but wondering if she went too far. So is OP the asshole? Let's be real here. Absolutely not. What happened was beyond inappropriate. Offering someone plastic surgery, especially something as personal and body image related as breast implants, without their asking, is a major overstep. It's not like OP had been expressing any desire for implants or even talking about feeling insecure about her body. It was a complete surprise and honestly a weird thing to even bring up at dinner. Now, was OP's outburst a little intense? Maybe. Go to hell is definitely strong language for family dinner, but given the context where her boundaries were completely ignored and her family was gaslighting her into thinking she was overreacting, I get why OP lost it. This wasn't a simple, hey, if you ever think about surgery, let us know. It was a full-blown offer that completely disregarded her feelings. So no, OP isn't the asshole here. Her family should have respected her boundaries, not pressured her with unsolicited body-altering suggestions. A little respect for personal choices and space would have gone a long way. Hey, quick question. How many of you have ever heard something on podcasts and thought, I gotta write that down, but only to miss it because pausing and rewinding is a hassle? Don't worry, I've got you covered. Recently, I'm obsessed with this amazing app called ChatPods. Whenever a quote catches my ear, I just tap a button, and it'll instantly transcribe and save the moment for me to revisit later. It's how I listen to my favorite shows, and I'd love for you to try it with mine. Just check the podcast description or search ChatPods in your app store. ChatPods. Capture podcast highlights anytime, anywhere. Okay, today's second trending post is one of those situations that probably left everyone in the aisle on edge. Flight delays, tantrums, and a whole lot of crowded discomfort. It's the kind of moment when you're just trying to make it off the plane, but a lot of things get complicated. OP was in the middle of deplaning when a mother asked her to move out of the way for her kid, who was throwing a tantrum right in the aisle. Did OP handle it poorly, or was this a case of not backing down when she had every right to stay put? So, here's the setup. It's Thanksgiving weekend, everyone's tired, the flight's been 4 hours, and all OP wants to do is get off the plane and grab their bag. They're sitting in an aisle seat, so they stand up to grab their stuff. Normal move, right? But that's when things go sideways. Behind OP, there's a mom with two small kids, like very small, and things quickly get crowded in the aisle. The little ones, instead of staying in their seats like, well, most people, decided to crawl over the seats blocking the aisle. Enter the tantrum. The younger kid starts screaming, pushing his sister and yelling at his dad, who's just trying to pick him up. Now OP is trying to grab their bag, but this little human tornado is throwing a fit right in their face. And guess what happens next? Mom asks OP to move out of the way to make room for her kid's tantrum. But here's the kicker. OP can't move forward because people in the row ahead are grabbing their stuff, and they still need to get their own bag down. OP politely says, "Sorry, I need to get my bag." But Mom doesn't let it go and insists, "Well, your butt is in his face." Yeah, because that's really what OP was thinking about in that exact moment, whether their butt was too close to the tantrum zone. At that point, OP made a decision. They weren't sitting back down. The aisle was too packed. The kid was still going wild, and they had to get their bag. So here's the big question. AITA for refusing to move? Well, here's the deal. OP was literally just trying to grab their bag. The aisle was cramped, there was no way forward, and they weren't going to sit down just to clear space for a tantrum. Mom could have tried managing the situation differently, but instead, she put the onus on OP to move. OP stood their ground, and honestly, they had every right to. Let's be real, no one wants to be trapped in a tiny, chaotic aisle while a kid throws a fit. A little empathy for fellow passengers would have gone a long way. That said, it's tough when other people's children are involved, and some folks expect others to accommodate their chaos just to make their own lives easier. But again, OP had their own personal space to protect and their own priorities. So no, OP isn't the asshole here. They didn't cause the tantrum, and they weren't being unreasonable. Everyone's just trying to get through the deplaning process, and sometimes you can't always make room for everyone else's mess. All right, buckle up, because today's last one's got a little drama, some missed expectations, and a whole lot of cat poop. Imagine this. You leave your place in tip-top shape, pay your partner to take care of your cat and your house while you're away, and come back to a disaster zone. We're talking clothes all over the place, furniture moved, and wait for it, your cat's litter box completely neglected for 5 days. So OP gets home, loses it, and yells at their partner. But now they're wondering, did they cross the line? Here's the deal. OP is heading out of town for Thanksgiving and needs someone to take care of their cat and house. Instead of hiring a sitter, they decide to pay their partner to stay at their place. Seemed like a good idea at the time, right? Partner gets paid, OP saves some cash, and everyone's happy. Except when OP gets back, things are less than ideal. Clothes are all over the place. Cables are unplugged. Furniture has been moved around. The bed isn't made. And the bathroom looks like a war zone. Yeah, not exactly the looking after the place vibe OP was hoping for. But wait, here's the kicker. The cat's litter box hasn't been touched. For 5 days, OP's poor cat had to just live in its own filth. That's a lot to handle, folks. So OP tries to keep it together and avoid a scene, but the frustration boils over. They yell at their partner, calling their behavior disrespectful, not just to OP, but to the poor cat too. Of course, this causes their partner to cry. Now OP feels bad for yelling, but also thinks they had every right to be upset. So here's the big question. Was OP out of line for losing their cool, or did their partner deserve the verbal smackdown? All right, so let's break this down. Is OP the asshole? I don't think so. It's clear OP had a reasonable expectation. If they're paying their partner to take care of their house and cat, there's a certain level of responsibility involved. It's not just about staying there for 5 days. It's about keeping the place in good condition and, you know, taking care of the cat's litter box. Not doing those things is pretty disrespectful, especially when OP went out of their way to give their partner a chance to make some money. Now yelling, yeah, that's where things get a bit tricky. Was it a bit harsh? Maybe. But I get it. Sometimes when your expectations are completely shattered and you feel disrespected, the frustration just boils over. OP was upset about the mess, the cat, and the lack of care in general. The fact that the partner started crying shows that they realized they messed up, but it doesn't necessarily mean OP was wrong to express their anger. The delivery could have been better, but the core of the frustration? Totally understandable. Bottom line, OP is not the asshole for being upset about the lack of responsibility, but maybe could have approached it a little more calmly. Their partner, though? They definitely dropped the ball here. And that's a wrap for today's story. We'll catch you in the next episode. Until then, stay positive and keep your cool.